Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, PhD, LMSW, continued, Disc 6. Chapter 5. Mind the Gap. Cultivating Change and Closing the Disengagement Divide. Minding the gap is a daring strategy. We have to pay attention to the space between where we're actually standing and where we want to be. More importantly, we have to practice the values that we are holding out as important in our culture. Minding the gap requires both an embrace of our own vulnerability and cultivation of shame resilience. We're going to be called upon to show up as leaders and parents and educators in new and uncomfortable ways. We don't have to be perfect, just engaged and committed to aligning values with action. Mind the Gap first appeared in 1969 on the London Underground as a warning to train passengers to be careful while stepping over the gap between the train door and the station platform. It has since become the name of a band and a movie, and the phrase has been captured on everything from t-shirts to doormats. In our house, we have a small framed Mind the Gap postcard that reminds us to pay attention to the space between where we're standing and where we want to go. Let me explain. Strategy versus culture. In the business world, there's an ongoing debate about the relationship between strategy and culture and the relative importance of each. Just to define the terms, I think of strategy as the game plan or the detailed answer to the question, what do we want to achieve and how are we going to get there? We all, families, religious groups, project teams, teachers from the kindergarten cluster, have game plans, and we all think about the goals we want to accomplish and the steps we need to take to be successful. Culture, on the other hand, is less about what we want to achieve and more about who we are. Out of the many complex definitions of culture, including those that weighed down my undergrad sociology textbooks, the one that resonates the most with me is the simplest. As organizational development pioneers Terence Deal and Alan Kennedy explained it, culture is the way we do things around here. I like this definition because it rings true for discussions about all cultures, from the larger culture of scarcity that I write about in the first chapter, to a specific organizational culture, to the culture that defines my family. Some form of the debate about what's more important, strategy or culture, bubbles up in every conversation I have with leaders. One camp subscribes to the famous quote often attributed to thought leader Peter Drucker, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast." Other folks believe that pitting one against the other creates a false dichotomy and that we need both.